A Year of Extraordinary Moments by Betty Lee Crosby. Performed by Shannon McManus and Eric G. Dove. I'm an old woman now, and not long for this world. But I'm not afraid of dying. What I am afraid of is leaving behind a grandson who will follow in his mama's footsteps. I'd like to believe that in the years she's been gone, my Dorothy has straightened herself out. But inside my heart, I fear this may be a little more than wishful thinking. There's an old adage that says a child's ways can be formed by either nature or nurture. In Dorothy's case, it was a bit of both. She had her daddy's genes, and was the spitting image of him in more ways than a person could count. Dark hair, long-lashed eyes capable of looking a hole through you, and a stubborn streak a mile wide. Just like Joseph, she'd set her mind to something and then have it her way, come hell or high water. Instead of correcting such behavior, he applauded it.
A bit of mischief takes the sting out of life,
he'd say, when she told us of shenanigans like sneaking in the side door of the Rialto to watch a show without paying, or thumbing a ride out to the fairgrounds with a perfect stranger. I'd scowl and tell her such things were not at all good ideas, but she chose to listen to her daddy. Joseph and I had just the one child, and since she turned out as free-spirited and irresponsible as him, that was probably a blessing. I know you're wondering how it was I married such a man. There were times when I wondered it myself. But when we met, I was barely 17. Joe was 2 years older than me, and as handsome and charming as a man could possibly be. The first time he pressed his mouth to mine, my knees turned to jelly, and there was no resisting him. Once it became obvious I was expecting a baby, my daddy marched himself over to the DeLuca farm and had a heart-to-heart talk with Daddy DeLuca. That same day, Joe's daddy demanded he do the honorable thing and marry me. There was no wishy-washy discussion about it. A week later, Joe did what his daddy told him to do. That was 50 years ago. Back then, folks thought having a baby out of wedlock was something to be ashamed of. Nowadays, they say it's socially acceptable, and maybe it is for the parents. But what about the baby? You can argue this for a month of Sundays, but as far as I'm concerned, a child still needs a mama and a daddy.